You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, regular listeners may be familiar with the name Richard Simpson. Richard is an actor and adventurer who has raised a fortune, a small fortune, for RNIB, walking from John O'Groats to Land's End, kayaking the navigable Thames, and is now taking on Canterbury to Rome. And Richard joins us now from somewhere in France. And Richard, we should say that this time, for the first time, you're not alone.
No, bonsoir, monsieur. I've got Fiona with me as well.
So, both of you then, what on earth inspired you to take on this, possibly your most ambitious trek yet? And obviously, you're comfortable travelling in your own skin, Richard, but for the first time, you've taken a companion with you. So, firstly, what inspired you to go from Canterbury to Rome? And then, Fiona, why on earth did you agree to go with him?
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, I did the Camino back at Easter, which was 485 miles across northern Spain, which was rather lovely. I was looking for something to do next, which is bigger. And actually, it was a guy called Harry Mead who suggested, I think he used to work for the RNIB, who suggested the Via Francigena, which is the old pilgrimage route from Canterbury to Rome, which is 1,200 miles long. And Fiona wanted to do something. She's starting to get interested in stuff. And she wanted to have a go at something smaller. So we did, the Francigenas have been extended to London now. So you've got the Francigena Britannia, which runs from London to Canterbury. So I did that with her over the summer, which was rather nice because I have quite a few gin and tonics and a bit of a laugh. And then, you know, we seem to get on fairly well, myself and Fiona. So a couple of weeks before I set up on here, I just asked her, did she fancy coming along for 3 or 4 months? And just to keep me company.
I've always been a person that likes to do things and try things, and I'm not a, oh, you can't do that. You know, if someone says they can't do that, then I will just try and do it. So it was just an adventure.
So what's been the most challenging moment so far? Was there ever a moment when you thought, oh my goodness, what are we doing with our lives? What's been the most difficult part so far?
I think for me personally, I mean, I've got a bit of a lung problem. So yeah. Going anywhere that's got a lot of uphill, I find I really do struggle. Yeah. I have to have a couple of steps and I have to keep stopping.
We had
that today, didn't we?
Fiona had pneumonia one time, so she's got a bit of scarring on her lung. So with her, it was the fitness. So we started off doing shorter distances, like 6 miles a day, and then we built up to 10 miles a day, sometimes 12 miles a day, because obviously she's kind of rucksack as well. But particularly going uphill, she does find it particularly difficult.
So what message do you hope to convey to other people through this ambitious trek?
Right. Well, not many people do the Via Francigena because it's such a long one. So it's 2,000 kilometres if you're that generation, or 1,200 miles to us across countryside and mostly off-road. And when we came up with the idea of this, Harry introduced me to the president of the co-fraternity of the Via Francigena. We had a chat with him. And they're quite intrigued that, whereas it's very difficult for a standard able-bodied person to do the whole thing over 3 or 4 months, they thought it was quite bizarre that two registered blind people were going to attempt to do it. And the fact that we are doing that, so yeah. We must be about 400 miles in, or if you're coming from London, that's 500 miles. Mm. So we've gone quite a long way. We've got lost a lot. We've made quite a few wrong turnings and things like that. But it just shows that if you want to do long distance walking, I know it sounds weird, a bit of sightseeing, experience a bit of wine, drink champagne in the bar and all this kind of stuff, it isn't a barrier to lose your sight. So long as you've got the determination to do it, you can get out there and do it. You know, you're going to find it a little bit more difficult, but sometimes overcoming those challenges are the high points, really.
Right. OK, so let's just take stock then before we wrap this up. We are mid-November as we record this. You're about 500 miles in to what I understand is about a 1,200-mile journey, give or take, depending on how many times you get lost. I think there's a couple of hills between you and Rome.
We're going to head south. We're at Chamonix now, and we're going down to Lyon. No, Dijon, where the mustard comes from.
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of turn left at Dijon and head into Switzerland. And the great thing is that we've actually made friends along the way. And one of the ladies, a Korean lady, who helped us, she actually helped us on some of the bits, fancy accommodation, like gas and things like that. She lives in Switzerland. So we're going to head off towards Switzerland to meet her. And then we're going to go across Switzerland. And then we're going to cross the St. Bernard's Pass into Italy. Unfortunately, we can't actually go over the top because it's the middle of winter and there's about 18 feet of snow. But there is a short tunnel that actually goes underneath. It's 5 kilometres. So we're going to go through the tunnel. It would have been nice to go over the top, but it's just physically impossible at the moment.
Blimey. Right. Well, look, we will keep checking in with you, assuming, you know, you're not absolutely drenched or miles away from any kind of Wi-Fi. Keen to hear how the journey goes, and hopefully you get a chance to have a little bit of a break at some stage and recoup. Let's share details of how people can get involved and follow your progress. And you are fundraising for RNIB as well. Thank you so much for that. We really do appreciate it. And if anybody does want to donate or they just want to track your progress, what's the best way to do that?
Well, we've got various things. We've got the fundraising page is Just Giving, Richard Simpson, RNIB, if people Google that, Richard's Big Blind Joggle. We've got the Instagram page, which again is Richard's Big Blind Joggle. Fiona Musgrove on Twitter, Richard Simpson on Twitter. We've got various things going. But if people look on Richard's Big Blind Joggle, it's not just about me anymore. We're doing this together, and Fiona's picture's there as well, and we're plotting her progress. It's just that we've used that name before. So, but the main thing is, if they just look at Richard Simpson, RNIB, and they should pull up the fundraising page and hopefully give some money.
Thank you so much, Richard Simpson, Fiona Musgrove, somewhere in the south of France, heading to Rome, hopefully by the end of February. We wish you both the safest of travels. Take care of each other. And thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you.